I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, 'cause that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God, for there is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, 'cause that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can serve for all eternity long and find that there is none. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find that there is none like you. And so, Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another opportunity to again to experience your glory. Lord, I'm becoming more and more appreciative that as each day goes by, I'm grateful that you blessed me to see another day, but I'm so grateful that you blessed me to be allowed to be able to experience your glory. I'm so grateful, God, because your glory is what I long for, and your glory is what I need each and every single day. I desire to be in your presence. I desire to experience your glory. Lord, I desire for you to walk with me and to talk with me and to abide with me as I go throughout this day. God, I'm so grateful that you are so mindful of me, that you have a desire to be with me. You said in your word that you're looking for people that will worship you in spirit and in truth. And so if I worship you in spirit and truth, God, I'm somebody that you're looking for. I'm somebody that you're chasing after, God. I'm someone that you have a desire to be with throughout the day. And so, Lord, with praise on my in my mouth, oh, God, in my heart filled with praise, God, I will bless you, oh, God, because you are the God of my salvation. There is no one that is like you, God. No one compares to you, God. No one do the things that you you do, God. No one is rich in mercy. No one is graceful and kind, God. No one is filled with so mercy and so much compassion. Lord, there is none like you. And so since there is none like you, Lord, here I am to worship you this morning. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to declare that you alone are my God. You are altogether lovely. You're altogether wonderful, God. You're altogether mighty and marvelous to me, Lord. I'll never know how much, God, you paid, God. I don't know the cost that it required for my sins to be up on Calvary, but I'm grateful, God, that it did not cost me my life. I'm grateful, God, because you died, I'm able to live, God, and I don't have to worry about dying. I understand, God, without a shadow of a doubt, that the wages of my sin should have been death. The result of my sin should have been death. Oh, God, I should have died because of my sins, but because of your grace and your mercy, and because Jesus died on the cross for my sins, the wages of sin no longer required my death, but the gift of God became my option, and I can have eternal life through Christ Jesus, my Lord. No wonder, God, you're worthy to be praised. No wonder the angels bow down before you, because you are such a mighty and a great God. And so as we go in this day, we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. As we go into this day, God, we praise you because when praise goes before us, praise begins to shift things in our pathways. Lord, we don't want to go through this day without allowing your spirit to go before us. And Lord, some of us have some obstacles before us. Some of us have some challenges before us. Some of us have some difficulties before us, Lord. We're not all on the mountaintop, but God, some of us have some valley low experiences ahead for us today. And so, Lord, no matter what is before us today, what the enemy may have tried to set before us today, Lord, I want the praises of our God to go before us, because when praises go up, blessings come down. And when the blesser of blessers, and when the King of kings, and when the King of glory comes down, Lord, there's nothing that the enemy can do that will stop us from fulfilling the purpose and the plans that you have for us today. That doesn't mean that we won't go into the day with trials and tribulations, but we can be of good cheer because you have already overcome the world. You have already given us the victory. The battle is already won, Allah, because you have already won the fight. And so, Lord, we look to you, and we lean not into our own understanding, and we allow our mouths, and we allow our souls, and we allow our hearts to offer unto you the praise that is worthy to be received by you, because you are definitely worthy of the praise, God. You're worthy of the glory, God. You're worthy of the honor, Lord. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be adored, because there is absolutely no one that's like you, God. You deserve my glory, God. You deserve my hallelujah. You deserve my praise, God, because you've been such a good God. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. And so I can't even count it all up, the things that you have done. God, even when I look back over my life, God, I can't even remember all of the great and marvelous things that you have done towards me. Your mercy that has endured through all generations for me. Your loving kindness and tender mercies, God, that you placed and geared towards me. Oh, God, your protection, Lord, when I wasn't even thinking about protecting myself, that you gave toward me. Oh, God, the plans and the purpose that you had for my life, even before I was shaken in my mother's womb, God, that you had towards me. Lord, you just are such a mighty good God. And I'm grateful this morning. I'm grateful for mercy. I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful for another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. And so as we surrender to you this morning, Lord, we ask that you would come to more and have your way in our lives. You are a mighty God. No one is like you. Glorious in all your ways. Magnificent in all your ways. God, I adore you. Lord, my mouth is filled with praise this morning, Lord, because I need my praises to go before me. I'm mindful even now as Gideon, God, got the 300 assembled around the army that was below them in the hills, in the valley, Lord. That's all he declared was the sword of God and of Gideon. The sword of God and of Gideon. And, Lord, they cracked some junk and screamed aloud. And, Lord, their praises, their obedience, God, their sacrifice, their faithfulness, Lord, their commitment, Lord, allowed them to defeat an army that was over 100,000. God, when we send praises before us, Lord, you begin to fight our battles, God, because we try to fight battles with flesh and blood. But God, we can't win with flesh and blood. We can't win with our bad attitudes. We can't win, God, trying to defeat the devil on his own playground. But Lord, when we submit ourselves to you and we offer unto you the sacrifice and we begin to fight this battle spiritually instead of in our carnal flesh, Lord, you go before us and you fight our battles for us over and over again. God, I believe it was King Jehoshaphat when you told him that the battle did not belong to him. The battle belonged to the Lord. He assembled the priests. He assembled, God, the singers. He assembled the worshipers and gathered the people together and sent the worshipers ahead of the warriors, ahead of the people. And as they blessed you, as they magnified you, as they glorified you, an army, God, that they knew that they could not defeat physically, defeated, that were defeated because you went before them. Some of us, God, have a situation that is before us. And we've been concerned about it. We've been affected about it. Oh God, we've been hindered by it. But Lord, I'm here to tell someone this morning that the battle does not belong to them. The battle belongs to the Lord. And Lord, as they surrender to you and as they say yes to your will, God, go before them and fight that battle for them in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would let me come in, Lord, that's what you desire, for us to allow you to come in and to come no more and have your way. Lord, I surrender right now, God. Not my will, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. God, get the glory out of my life. Get the glory out of my tribulation. Get the glory, God, out of my sacrifice. Get the glory, God, out of my affliction. Get the glory, God, out of my trial. Get the glory, Lord, out of my circumstance and situation. Whatever you bring my way, God, I want you to get the glory. Whatever trials may come to afflict me, I want you to get the glory, God. And so I submit myself to you as a living sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus, because I want to be holy, God. I want to be acceptable, Lord, because that's the least that I can do. And so transform my mind right now, God. Help me to understand that you are mighty, God, and that there's no one that can defeat you, that there's no one, no thing, God, that can challenge you, because you are sovereign, God. You are an omnipotent God. You are an omnipresent God, and no one, God, compares to you. Help me to surrender to you, God, and begin with the transformation of my mind. No longer will I try to depend upon myself. No longer, God, will I try to go in my own power and my own might. But, Lord, I allow you to lead me and guide me and direct me, Lord. And where you lead me, Lord, I'm going to follow. And where you take me, Lord, I'm going to commit to go forward. Help us to not quit and throw in the battle. I mean, throw in the towel. Lady O has been talking about a woman, five habits of a woman who does not quit. Yesterday's thing was, give to others what we need. God, there's so, we need our minds to be transformed. We don't understand the tools that you have given us and equipped us with for victory. God, we're so worried about the things that we don't have. We're so focused on the things that are trying to come up against us when we have a God that's willing to fight for us. And God, and that's all we have to do is offer you the praise. And then when we have lack and when we have a missing thing that we need, Lord, instead of God sowing it to someone else, what we do is we try to hoard what we have so that we can hold on to the little bit that we have. Lord, I can't get into that this morning, but Lord, touch us right now and transform us by the renewing of our mind. Lord, I don't want to continue to think like I used to think, Lord, because that's a part of my old man. Lord, those things are passed away. Lord, I don't want to try to continue to make the same old decisions that I used to make before I knew you in the part of my sins, Lord. That's a part of my old man, and I'm new in you, oh God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't want to allow my old reactions and my old attitudes and my old lust and my old flesh. I don't want to allow any of those old things to hinder me to get the best of me today, because I've been made new. So God, begin in my mind, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and help me to understand how great and how marvelous you are. There's no one that's like you. No one that's compared to you. And so, Lord, if you're going to fight for me, that means I don't have to fight. That's all I have to do is trust you. That's all I have to do is praise you. And praise is what activates your presence in our lives. Praise, because you inhabit our praises. So praise gets your ear. Complaining does not get your ear. Whining and throwing a tantrum, that does not get your ear. But when I bless you with the fruit of my lips and praise you with all of my heart, Lord, I said it yesterday, you told the people in Jeremiah 29:13 that they'll find me, that they'll find you if they would be willing to seek you with all their heart. That was in the midst of their tribulation. That was in the midst of captivity. That if they would just be willing to seek after you and to search for you with all of their heart, right where they were at, you would come and you would allow them to find you. Lord, I want to find you today with the fruit of my lips. I want to offer unto you praise that's comely for the upright, that's glorious sound in your ear, that'll be a sweet sound in your ear, that you'll come in and you'll inhabit my praises, and you'll come in and inhabit my situation, and God, you'll come in and make me stronger and help me along this day. Lord, I'm learning each and every day that, Lord, I'm praying for a day. Can't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow is not promised. But what I need, God, is for your glory to rest on me and to walk with me and to be with me throughout this day. So Holy Spirit, he that is within me, I yield to you today. Come the more and have your way. Lead me, guide me, shape me, mold me, that I might be the vessel that I need to be today. That one, you'll get the glory out of my life. Two, that I'll be able to be a light, to be a light shining to those that are in darkness, and that they may come to me and ask, what must I do to be saved? And then, Lord, to give you the glory, thirdly, to give you the honor and to give you the praise that you are so worthy of. And whatever I give, when I determine in my mind that I got to give to you, Lord, you give back unto me totally differently. You give back to me exponentially. So when I give you praise, God, you shower down blessings. God, when I give you my sacrifice, you shower down blessings. When I give of you my time and my talents, Lord, you do things that blow my mind, that exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask for or think. That's what you do, but it's according to the power that works inside of me. And so I'm thankful, God, that you are the one that works inside of me. And so I surrender. I put my hands up this morning. God, work your work on my behalf this day. Because I know if you are working on my behalf, then, Lord, you know what you're doing. And you won't lead me astray. And you won't lead me through things that will cause me to things of difficulty. But you will lead me through the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you, God, for being the answer to my questions and the answer to my problems. And the answer to my needs. God, you are everything and more. And so with gratefulness in our hearts this morning, we love on you, we magnify you, and we glorify you. And so, God, take us to our different destinations today safely. Let your praises be on our mind. And then bring us back home at the appointed place and the appointed time. God, you do this. God, it's guaranteed that we're going to give you the glory. We're going to praise you in advance because you are a God of faithfulness, a God of commitment, and a God that never lies and never fails. And so with gratefulness in our hearts, we love you, we magnify you, and we glorify you this morning. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus that we pray this morning. We say, thank God, amen and amen.